Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Cajun Franks, the CEO for MIMV Incorporated. The company trades on the bulletin board, and their ticker symbol is MIMV. Thanks for joining us today, Cajun.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Great. Anytime. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of MIMV for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Sure. So MIMV originally acquired, MIMV acquired a shell, and what we decided to do was enable the public to gain access to one of the most white-hot spaces that exists today in the technology sector, and that is the mobile app space or the mobile internet space. We started as a search company. We started originally, our team started working with Lawrence Berkeley National Labs, and in 2008, we won the R&D 100 Award. We were with the previous company called SeekPod, which was acquired by Sony and Intertrust, and what we decided to do was move MIMV forward as a public vehicle and enable the public as of September 1st to get acquainted with us as a company or as a vehicle to participate in the mobile internet space. And as you know, it's just a white-hot space, so that the battles are raging on, you know, between Apple and Google. And it's the apps that are going to determine who wins this battle. And right now, apps are driving the sales of smartphones and mobile devices. So we're a search technology company, by the way. And being a search engine technology company, we provide recommendations as well, or recommendation technology. And as you know, as most should know, being a search engine technology company, you have opportunities that dwarf companies like Facebook, companies like Twitter. And I'm talking about revenue models associated with sponsored search results. You can look at Google right now. They're up to about $28 billion a year in terms of the run rate. And what that means is we have a huge opportunity ahead of us being a search engine technology company.
Well, certainly. And so talk to us a little bit about the recent deal with Intertrust for the mobile and search engine technology.
Sure. So that actually goes back to the history that we spent at Lawrence Berkeley National Labs, where we developed search technology that was placed inside my previous company. And, you know, as it was acquired by Intertrust and Sony, what happened was they got familiar with our team. They got familiar with the history of our team in Silicon Valley. We have hundreds of years of collective experience, software engineering, search relevance engineering, as well as the strategy that wraps around the algorithms, proprietary algorithms and technology. So they wanted to engage us in terms of providing them with additional technology and helping them with the assets that they also acquired and advancing them in the areas of mobile and the search industry. So I can tell you, too, that you know, they're doing some interesting things in terms of building out a new, kind of a next generation, you might say, ad network that matches ads to video content. And we're helping them with that. And MIMV and Intertrust partners such as Sony, Philips, Pioneer will work together to integrate apps into everyday life, into everything that we do. Because I can tell you one thing, apps are the new website. If you go back to 1997, there were only 200,000 websites being indexed by search engines. Today, there's about 250 million websites, not web pages, but websites being indexed by search engines. Apps follow the same trajectory in terms of their adoption and growth. Everybody's going to have an app. You're going to have an app that's dedicated to you, actors, celebrities, politicians, musicians, to individuals, to companies having multiple apps. Everybody will have apps. And they're probably going to dwarf the website very soon here. But the transaction opportunity, the revenue opportunity is far greater than websites or even the sponsored search results. You're looking at transactions that happen inside of apps. So we're going to be working together with partners like Intertrust, and we do have other partnerships in the works right now with companies, other large Japanese companies and Chinese companies, and we're going to be working together to introduce the world to this app ecosystem that they're able to take part in, search through, and discover new apps that will increase the value of your everyday experience.
Certainly, and so you also launched an app for, or it was the first discovery engine for health apps?
Yeah, you know, there are so many apps today, and this is something that Bill Gates quoted recently. There are so many apps today that it, just in the health sector alone, there are about 20,000 apps, and they're growing every day. Every pharmaceutical company to every medical records company to small hospitals, large medical institutions, cancer research institutions, they're all trying to build these apps. Laboratories, life sciences divisions of every company, they're trying to build these apps that enable individuals to kind of connect with organizations that they've never had a chance to connect with, or even connect with information that they've never had a chance to connect with. And, you know, it's becoming so important that there are projections right now based on the industry that 500 million mobile users will be using these apps and trying to find apps and interact with them and conduct transactions on them. And in fact, you know, speaking of Bill Gates, the direct quote from him was, diagnosis of malaria and TB will likely be the first ones you can assign a number to and say that without these mobile phone apps, these people would have died. So mobile phone apps are becoming more important than websites. And what that means is you need a search engine. You need a search platform. But not just the search platform, a recommendation platform, to enable people to find critical apps. You know, maybe there's an ER close to you. You need to find where that ER is. You already have an app that tells you, no matter where you are, where the closest ER is. So you might have a critical medical condition, and there are apps related to that. So right there on your phone. And, you know, entertainment is also a big part in this as well. But, yeah, to address your question related to the health vertical, we've already started sectorizing these apps into verticals or specialized search engines because the growth is just so tremendous. You've heard of WebMD. What does WebMD do? But provide consumers with a vertical entry into very specific information related to health. Well, the same thing we're doing with apps here. That is, if you're looking for a health app, go to MenVie Health, and you'll find what you're looking for.
Well, great. And so what would you say makes MenVie unique from some of the other competitors and players in the sector? Would you say it's the fact that, you know, the apps can be used on various engines and mobile devices?
Yeah, we do enable search for apps. The consumer can search for apps no matter what the device. In the future, devices will converge. No matter what kind of device you have, you'll be able to use whatever app you can find for that device. We also index web apps, and we do this with proprietary patent-pending algorithms. And, you know, in terms of uniqueness and competition, right now we're the only pure-play publicly traded company that does this. So we're a little early in terms of executing in this space, but we still believe that the wave is so big that the timing is right. So for us, if you want to find a competitor, you can try. There are no publicly traded companies right now that are doing search for all the world's mobile apps. And not only that, we're the largest. Now, we also have the opportunity in terms of revenue to power all these app stores. So an app store compared to MenVie is like Amazon compared to Google. So app stores are important, but being able to, as an app store, you have to have really good search and really good recommendation. Well, our objective, of course, is to power every app store out there. So if you have a smartphone, you know what an app store is. You go to the app store and you try to find the app you're looking for by traveling through categories, and, you know, maybe you'll execute a keyword search, but it's just a horrible experience when you want to find the app you're looking for. But anyway, we're going to be providing, we're powering these app stores with MenVie recommendations and MenVie search technology. And we also have a lot of other revenue opportunities. Perhaps we can talk about that whenever you're ready.
Well, certainly. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Cajun, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there.
Sure. So, yeah, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we have hundreds of years of experience in Silicon Valley collectively here at MenVie. I started myself in the technology industry in 1987, you know, I was just a kid, 17-year-old kid back then. And, you know, I went to school at UC Berkeley, decided to you go to school for computer science, went to Genentech, and took Genentech on as my first client. Started a company there. That was back in 93, but the web world was just in its early stages then. I got to see it grow, and I also got to spend a lot of time in Silicon Valley companies, watch consumer adoption, watch technology fail and succeed. And in terms of the time that I've spent at Lawrence Berkeley Labs, there I got a chance to work under the director of the life sciences division, Mina Bissell, and we worked together to create a new kind of search technology. Throughout the years, I've been involved with pattern matching technology and search technology even before the existence of large search engines here. And what we're doing now is really applying it to the app space. In terms of the other management team, the other portions of the team, we have Joe Abrams, the founding investor of MySpace. He's involved with the company. We also have Daiwa Quantum Capital, former CEO of Sony, who's the chairman there at Daiwa Quantum Capital. And we also have a number of other advisors and partners that work with the company on a daily basis. Now, we, in terms of our operations, we have Matt Hamilton from Lam Research working with us there. We also have Mike Muldoon, and we have Raf Podowski, who spent a lot of time at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories working with us. So, you know, we have a well-rounded team, lots of good engineers, and more importantly, lots of good strategy here. And we've already proven that we can execute in the past. This is what we're doing now, and we'll be doing it far into the future, competing and executing.
Well, certainly. And so what are some of the goals, milestones, objectives, and you know, some of the other apps that the company is hoping to develop here over the course of the next year?
Yeah, so in terms of app development, we do enable companies to develop apps and individuals. We have a developer partner network where we have about 60 app development companies that are working with MIMBY. If you go to our site and you look at the bottom footer and you click on partners there, you'll be able to see that at MIMBY we have the ability to produce mass produce apps. You know, but fortunately, the world's already doing that for us. So we're the search side. We're more on the search side, of course, helping people to find apps. You know, web development companies like Razorfish or Rare Medium or Aquantive a while ago, they used to help people develop apps. And then companies like Google and Yahoo and AltaVista and all the web were in existence helping people to find the websites that were being developed. So we're more on the side of helping people find websites developed. But what the future holds for us is just tremendous, as everyone will eventually have an app. And what we're enabling companies to do today on the enterprise level in terms of revenue for this company as well is leverage what we know, leverage our experience, our technology, and our strategy to enable their organizations to either provide a white-labeled search engine or for us to enable recommendation experiences so that consumers can find and be recommended things that they're looking for. It's like the Amazon model or even the Netflix model. Recommendations drive Netflix. Recommendations drive Amazon. You know, customers who bought this also bought that. We love to be introduced to new things. Marissa Mayer at Google recently said, you know, it's about contextual discovery, just that understanding the consumer and recommending something to them. That's Google's new focus. So, you know, search has changed, but traditional search is important. We're going to be enabling lots of companies in the future. We have partners in the pipeline right now, like I mentioned, and that represents enterprise revenue for us, but more importantly, strategic partnerships. And we're looking forward to these strategic partnerships very soon. As you know, strategic partnerships often bloom into larger strategic partnerships. And, you know, perhaps after we take on the right partners, we'll be in a really good position to have the market really understand the value of MIMBY. Of course, you know, for many it might be too late, you know, by that time. So what we're looking at doing is building a base of investors that appreciate and understand the space. That's so important because we are looking for long-term holders of our stock that really appreciate this new world of the mobile internet that exists today.
Certainly, and so when it as far as investors and the financial community, Cajun, you recently began trading on the bulletin board in September. So as you continue to speak with investors, do you believe that the MIMBY story, your message, and ultimately the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We're just getting started here. We're just beginning to tell our story. And, you know, as of our last press release, we essentially have a history of communication to the markets now. We have a very good history. If you look at our press releases, you'll see the progress we've made. And that is our story right now. And what I'm saying is, you know, it's like Act 1, Scene 2 here has been completed. And now we're moving on. We're moving into the new year. We're moving into greater partnerships, increased revenue. This InterTrust partnership represents revenue positivity for us. And that's pretty hard to do when you are a aggressive startup and you're also a public company. So we're looking forward to really communicating the story to the markets, and we're looking to you know, every investor at this point is going to be a new investor, and what that means is there's no sell pressure on the stock. There's simply the only way for us is up right now, as we're just looking at buyers across the board, and this is when we communicate our story. We begin really communicating our story to the world. Of course, some people will put two and two together, you know, and they'll benefit for it. So based on our current valuation, current price of our stock, if you look at our comps, you'll understand that, you know, this is pretty much the only public entryway into this space. And, you know, look at the revenue models of Google. Look at in-app transactions or transactions inside of apps that we'll be doing revenue shares on. Look at our partners. Look at the strategic investment pipelines that we have. And, you know, this is nowhere to go but up in many senses here.
Well, good answer, Cajun. And so once again, joining us today is Cajun Franks, Chief Executive Officer and Chief Visionary Officer for MIMBY Incorporated. The company trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is MIMV. Is currently trading at $1 a share. And we were just discussing the recent deal with InterTrust to develop mobile and search technology. And so before we conclude, Cajun, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider MIMBY as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I can tell you the mobile internet is not going away. Being able to search on the mobile internet, that's not going away. Being able to search for apps, which are the new website, that's not going away. We've entered a new world, and the new world is the mobile internet. And the new search world is being able to find these apps that are the new website. So we're in a space here where the sky's the limit in terms of what we'll be able to execute on and the kinds of partners that are lining up at our door today. So it's important for, you know, for us to kind of throttle things, too. You know, we only have so much bandwidth. You know, YouTube was a 27-person company when it was acquired by Google for $1.65 billion. You know, we're a 15-person company as of today. We plan on expanding. So, you know, every week, every milestone, it only gets better for MIMBY. It only gets better for their investors, for MIMBY's investors.
Well, we certainly look forward to continue to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors on MIMBY.
Sure. Thank you for your time, too.